Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that, Josh.
Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Automotive. For whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
All right, Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Coach. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning, Sal. Happy Friday to you as well.
All right, we are debating here a little bit this morning. You and I are about the same age. I am a Motley Crue fan. That is the Sabres goal song. Were you a Motley Crue listener growing up, Coach?
It wasn't at the top of my list, I'd say that, Sal, but I am very aware of some of their songs.
All right, I love that. Okay, Coach, obviously today is not a day where you're going to give the official injury designation for the week for guys, but you can obviously tell us if there's anything that you can give us on that. But let's talk about today. No media availability for practice, but you guys obviously will put out an injury report. How does it look for today with some guys?
Yeah, no one will be ruled out today. No updates from yesterday's report, really, and since today is a walkthrough, we'll have to see more of what tomorrow looks like.
Okay, let me ask you a couple guys specifically what you've seen from them. What do you think about James Cook, where he is at right now after a couple of days of, well, yesterday officially a missed practice, when on Wednesday when we were out there not doing as much either?
Yeah, I don't know yet. Again, we'll see. You know, I'll get a little bit more of an update from our training staff. It's kind of a walkthrough day for us, like I said, and so you don't really get a good look at what they can and can't do. We'll know more tomorrow.
And then would you say the same thing for Khalil, who looked like he did a little bit more yesterday?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, and then on the guys that were coming back, Taron Johnson sheds the red non-contact jersey. He did a little bit more with the bag. How did you feel he got through the last couple of weeks of practice? Obviously, no game last Sunday for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's knocking some rust off. I thought he did some good things in practice. We'll see. Again, at the end of the day, when you get a player out of practice, that's one thing. Can they function enough to execute the job and the job description is another level. So that's where we're at with all these guys, and they're all in a little bit of a different position on the spectrum, so to speak.
Okay, a lot of people wondering, you know, at the running back room, kind of what you have in addition to James Cook. What have you seen in the growth of Ray Davis so far, Coach? Running, obviously catching the ball out of the backfield, blitz protection for a rookie. He's a guy that's played a lot of college football. He's a little bit more experienced than most college guys coming in. What have you seen from him so far?
Well, he's off to a good start. Limited sample due to limited touches because James has been our primary guy there. So, again, you know, that'll be affected by James's availability. And to this point, because James has not practiced this week, Ray and Ty have both been getting more touches, and I think they've been handling those opportunities well.
Sean, last week on Sunday after the game, you said you talked with Joe Brady after the game about the end-of-game situation. Then on Monday, we heard you say you guys talked more. I'm very curious, and a lot of fans have asked me, what's it like after a game as far as how you talk with your coaches, when that happens? Do you debrief about every game afterwards? Is it certain situations? Is it more holistically? And then does it change for a road game or a home game? I'm just curious how the protocol is after a game when you get with your coaches to kind of debrief things that have happened.
Well, it is. I mean, we talk a lot about process here, and, you know, the result sometimes is variable, right? But
yep.
If our process is right, and that's really the root of everything we do. So a lot of the conversations this week were based on that. I would say a week, you know, 2 weeks prior to this, a lot of those process conversations were on the defensive side. And then this past week, certainly a lot of those conversations on the offensive side, and just making sure that we're good. And then from a staff standpoint, communication wise and just situational football wise, making sure again that our process is as airtight as possible. And You know, that's what leads to winning.
You've been on different staffs. Is it different for most staffs of how they kind of treat end of game? Like after you guys come in and you talk, do some coaches say, hey, let's talk in the morning? Do most coaches say, hey, it's top of mind, we better get to it? Whether it's win or lose, whether it's really great or it's not that great, is it different or is it pretty much uniform around the league?
No, I would say it's probably more variable than you'd think. Some coaches that I've worked around never meet the day after a game. Some coaches meet every Monday after a game or whenever that day is. And, you know, some coaches just meet with their leadership group, in this case, the coordinator group. And so it's probably more varied than you'd think, because, you know, you'd think that everyone just, hey, after a game, we're going to meet as a full staff on a Monday morning, and some don't do it at all. So it's kind of, you try and read the room, and for sure, because everything's a race every week from a time standpoint to get everything done that you need to get done, especially off of a short week, what have you. You get a little bit more time naturally on a longer week that, like we're on this week. And so those just, they're just, that's the adjustments year to year that take place, that is the journey of the season and how you can help a team, you know, continue to move forward and grow and come together and improve. And I mean, I think that's one of the neat opportunities we have as coaches to do that and to do it well and to do it as quickly as possible to move our team forward.
Most of the talk from the guys that I've talked to the last couple of days on the offensive side is, hey, like, we don't have to panic and we don't have to change and scrap everything. We have to be better at what we do, but we also have to kind of examine if there are some tweaks here. What is the balance there of when you have two games like you've had the last couple of weeks to making sure that you don't kind of overreact, but make sure you react accordingly, I guess?
Yeah, that is a delicate balance, and that's been on my mind, quite honestly, a lot of this week. And leave at night. Hey, did we do enough? Did we touch base enough? Communicate enough? Have those conversations enough? And without overreacting or getting, you know, that become a, whatever we're talking about, whatever theme we're talking about, discussing, does that then become the distraction and gets in the way of performance? So it is a delicate balance, but those conversations are important, and really it's where I'm trying to go with my routine week to week, just making sure that, hey, even though my week may not be the same every week, it's more addressing the things that really need to be addressed. And so it leads for an interesting and sometimes non-routine based week for me as a head coach.
I remember last year in December, the Chargers had made a coaching change, and we talked about it here on the program and, you know, how you have to kind of be ready for a team that's going to have maybe a little bit more renewed energy, a little bit more renewed focus, maybe because a lot of things are going on in their building. When you see a coaching change like happened with the Jets, is that kind of something you have to be aware of, a little bit of a matching the energy? They're going to be focused. They're going to have a little bit maybe renewed, kind of like I said, focus, I guess, is the word as you go there Monday night.
Could be the case, no doubt. You never know how an opponent is going to show up. Right. We just have to assume every team's going to show up with their best every week because of what the success that we've had, because we have Josh Allen as our quarterback, and in this case, for this reason that you talked about. So, but we have to assume that every week, and knowing that we really can't control that, we have to control the things that are directly within our control, which is our level of preparation, our focus, and then subsequently our level of play.
What is the challenge of a new play caller this late in the process, Todd Downing, who you have faced before? He's been a play caller in the league, but what's the challenge now that your staff faces to making sure that you kind of pivot a little bit from Nathaniel Hackett to Todd Downing and what they may do?
Yeah, again, I mean, outside of our control, it does present an element of some unknowns. You know, week to week, what happens in this league is you get a chance to look at usually a sample and sometimes a rather large sample of a coordinator's tendencies or a coordinator with the quarterback, that partnership and their tendencies. In this case, this will not only be a new head coach, but a new coordinator, a new play caller, and, you know, linking up with a new quarterback in that relationship. So, Won't have a lot to go on, so we'll have to do a really good job of trying to adjust as early as possible.
But you do have something to go on, and guys, you know they're very good on that side of the ball. Aaron Rodgers, of course, Hall of Famer. Garrett Wilson, who's dynamic. Breece Hall had a couple nice runs last year against you guys. How about the challenge of those specific skill players on that side?
Yeah, when you have that level of player, I mean, like you said, when you've got that level of quarterback and Aaron Rodgers and what he's able to do physically, mentally, and then when you have a receiver like that, and Garrett Wilson, one of the tops in the game, and they certainly have a strong connection there, those two, and then the runner in the backfield, it causes some challenges to how much do you want to play with eight in the box to stop the run, and then how much do you have to, because then you're singled up on Garrett Wilson outside, so it leads for a tough dynamic.
And then finally, Coach, on the other side of the ball, I'm sure as a guy who has coached defense your whole life, I'm sure you have a healthy respect for what they've been able to do over the last several years, and here they are again at the top of the rankings.
Very talented defense. They've been really strong for a number of years, and a lot of, I would say, high draft picks, I believe, in the front, and they just roll them. They're very deep up front. And then with the corner positions, we talk about matchup being a matchup game. They've got a really good corner or two back there, and so it leads to a tough matchup. So they do a great job defensively. We'll have to do a great job offensively and making sure that we're patient where we need to be patient.
All right, Coach, so walk through today and then a regular kind of a Friday practice on a Saturday with the different week. Travel to New York on Sunday. Best of luck to you. Safe travels to New York, and we'll catch up next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Sal.
All right, you got it. You got it. You too. That is Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills. I think the most notable thing he just said there, nobody is ruled out yet for the game. I didn't expect that to happen today, but we'll see where everybody goes. They could be ruled out tomorrow. Again, nobody's ruled out. It's not a normal Friday. This is like a normal Thursday. Tomorrow's like a normal Friday. Sean McDermott right there also talking about James Cook, Khalil Shakir, kind of these guys still working today. It is a walkthrough. Nobody's going to have a change, it appears, today in their injury designation for the week, for the day. So whatever you saw in yesterday's report, I'm guessing, will be pretty much what you see on today's report. That's Sean McDermott, and of course, his appearances in WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. We'll be back in a snap. It's time for a break. And of course, Back in a Snap is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. And when we come back, John Scott, Channel 2, WGRZ-TV, sports director. Boy, it's a Channel 2 day. We're having the chief meteorologist on, Pat Hammer, in an hour from now. But John Scott joins me. We're going to do football. We're going to do hockey last night. We're going to do a little baseball with John Scott. Everything's on the table on a Friday here.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.